When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro. But sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Bringing it back to you, the Arizona homeowner, with my friend Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems, talking about managing your energy consumption with Jacob, a family of three, a home of 1,700 square foot, a base load of $90. I really want to get this point across, folks. I want all you homeowners listening to me and listening to me very emphatically with severe concentration right now. When you see advertising commercials that a certain product or a certain system or a certain this or that is going to save you 30, 40, 50% of your bill, don't believe it. You will not save 30 or 40% of your utility bill. You could possibly save 30, 40% of your cooling load, and that's generally in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the desert, about half your total bill. In August, I'm talking generalities, in August, half your bill is air conditioning.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
And we want to cut that number down. You never hear people complaining about their high utility bills in December, January, and February, right?
Never do.
Yeah.
Nope.
So what we do with the energy management computer is we allow you to load up electricity by converting the cool air your air conditioner generates at night, chilling your house down, and allow it to stay chilled until the power through the course of the afternoon. Your house sleeps all afternoon, and it wakes back up when the electricity is cheap again.
Good explanation. A little more in depth than that. It's got CTs, monitors all the power in the home, allows you to turn the dial to what you want the bill to be, and automatically takes advantage of these rates.
Tell your story. I love your story. Your illustration about filling stations on the corner is a perfect way to drive this home.
Well, and it goes back to that kilowatt hour at 3 in the morning at 4 cents and 40 cents in the afternoon. Just think, if you pulled into your gas station, they were charging $40 a gallon. You would know something was wrong.
Right.
But most people aren't in touch with their electric rate, how they work, what they're being charged. And that's why they'll buy a 50-cent kilowatt hour, not really knowing the impact it's going to have on their electric bill.
If your neighborhood filling station sold gas through the night for 50 cents a gallon and during the day for $5 a gallon, the same gas, when would you fill up?
Correct. And the only difference is gas you can store. Electricity you can't store.
Right. I'd fill up 55-gallon barrels and everything.
Yes, I would.
But you store electricity by thermally storing it. Convert it to cooling, pump it into your house, and let it live there.
Yeah, and a lot of people think they have to do that to achieve savings, and it's just not true. It's kind of a side benefit of the computers. If you want to live more comfortable, by all means, you can do this, and your bill will stay, it will be lowered. But if your tolerance is 78 degrees, don't want to be any cooler than that, we still drop the bill 30%.
Yeah.
If you want to live cooler and all that, we can go to 40%, a better load factor.
And how would people get a hold of Steve Kell?
Well, you could go to our website, cheaperutilitybill.com. Those are all singulars. Or give us a call at 602-799-5656.
Okay.
Be happy to look at your bill and tell you what we can do for you.
Boy, I tell you, it's simpler than most people want to make it, and they compulsively follow whatever the advertising is being hit in the media the most at that time, and they jump after all these expenses. And then I get the phone call, Rosie, I've spent all this money to save money, and I don't see any return on investment. It's a very common phone call I get. Jacob, where do you start in a home, 1978, had an air conditioner put on in 2006? You're going to want to get an energy audit of your entire home. I think everyone in Arizona should get an energy audit, but you must be careful of the companies you use. So the way you be careful is you go to rosieonthehouse.com, and you'll find in your area of Arizona, Rias is the home energy management company, audit company that we would recommend. They'll come out. A guy, two guys, they got about $30,000 or $40,000 worth of equipment. They're going to spend a morning at your house, and they are going to do thermal imaging. They're going to check to see the ductwork. They're going to take a look at those old windows you were complaining about. Maybe they're even single pane glass. Maybe window retrofit is something you can do, but I'm going to tell you, it's probably not the first thing you need to do. What an energy audit will show you is that the low hanging fruit, the more you can do for the least amount of money is going to pay you the highest return on investment. And sometimes a $15 investment in weather stripping and caulk and 2 hours of your time will give you a payback in 30 days or less. Now, that's a good return on investment.
It is. It really is.
You don't need to spend money on super expensive window packages. And if you're hearing advertising about super insulating your attic, throwing radiant barriers up there, and power ventilating the attic, you're insane. You're actually going to drive your bills up. You are going to be sucking the air conditioning out of your house. Don't do it. We're going to have a show coming up soon with the folks from Rias. I want to thank Steve Kep from Advanced Home Systems for joining us today. Make sure you're buying power correctly. Now, coming up next Saturday, we're going to be talking about something else Arizona homeowners do wrong a lot, and that's abuse the outside of their house by not painting it correctly or often enough. It's going to be a day with a painter. If you have any questions about product, color, or tool selection, or you want a few tips, tune in next Saturday. Rosie on the House will be spending a day with a painter.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.